This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Our Monday afternoon stock picker has been a popular part of the WBBM noon business hour since the very beginning. And I think people like hearing about ideas and actionable investment info they can apply to their own portfolios. And that's what we're doing today. I'm hitting up some of our money pros and asking each one of them for one idea, one investment idea they like right now. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. Okay, we're going to get right to it. Like I said in the lead, we will hit up each one of our guests today for one idea, one investment idea they like right now. All right, first up, Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial in New York. Art, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Great to be on, and thank you very much for including me in this one.
I'm just asking all our top dogs, our regulars, what's your one big idea? And we're going to do this all in 2 minutes.
All right, I'll tell you this. So as you noticed today, GE finally accomplished the spin out of their major divisions, and it's been very positive for this stock. Big conglomerations trade at a discount, and that's been plaguing GE for years, and they finally accomplished what they needed to do. I think the next company that's going to do that is 3M Company. Ticker is 3M. And I say that because right now it trades at a very undemanding PE ratio of less than 10, throws off a 6% dividend. But they have several very popular divisions that they could spin out. And that's the thing to do this year. It's very popular. Spin out divisions that are more profitable and get rid of that conglomerate discount. So I think if you look at the GE as a template, 3M is the next company that's going to do that. It could be very exciting.
That's interesting. So you get that nice, juicy dividend for holding MMM. And then, like you said, the next move is unlocking a lot of that value that's already built into that existing stock.
Yeah, that's the problem. When you have multiple segments in your organization, none of them actually get or garner appropriate valuations. And as GE spent years doing this, I think that's a new way to sort of look at this. They spent out the healthcare and consumer and safety division at 3M. That would represent about half of the market cap that 3M trades at right now. So I think it'd be very exciting for them to follow that. I'm sure that they're well along the way of thinking about which divisions to spin out. And I think this makes this company a much more valuable prospect.
All right, that's 3M, ticker MMM. Big thanks to Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial in New York. All right, next on the docket, Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. Chuck is based in Hammond. We're going to ask you for your one big idea, and we often hit you up for stocks on that UpsideStocks.com list, and hopefully that's where your pick comes from today. So what's your one big idea, Chuck?
The pick is from that, and the pick is PriceSmart. The symbol is PSMT. It trades for around $81 a share. PriceSmart is, simply put, the Costco of the Caribbean. It is a warehouse retailer with memberships, much like Costco, only it is focused in the Caribbean and parts of South America. They have about a little over 50 stores. They're growing, but in a measured way. You get a dividend yield of 1.4%. Earnings in the latest quarter were very strong, and they exceeded expectations. Stock price performance has been solid and consistent here. And then finally, it's at $81 a share. This stock traded over $100 per share in 2021. So while it has done well here recently, I still think there's plenty of upside. And I really like the model, that model where you actually pay to shop at a store is, to me, is ingenious.
I mean, that's the Costco type model. I mean, basically.
It is.
Yeah.
Correct.
And they are highly profitable. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it is. And you know, I mean, you're paying them those membership fees, you know, really help buffer the very thin profit margins that retailers have and companies like PriceSmart. So, and the other thing that's worth noting is that, you know, it's in a part of the world where, you know, over time you're going to see, you know, middle classes grow and you're going to see more affluency in some of these areas. And, you know, that really plays to the strength of being, you know, the big warehouse retailer like a Costco in that area of the world. So I think it's an interesting stock. I think it's reasonably cheap at less than 18 times its 2024 earnings. And to put that in somewhat perspective, Costco trades at about 44 times 2024 earnings. So, again, PriceSmart is no Costco, and I don't want to make that comparison. But conceptually, they are doing things that have made Costco very successful in the United States and in other parts of the world. And I think this is a company that can kind of duplicate that down in that area of Latin America, Caribbean, and again, in the northern parts of South America.
And that's very interesting that you talk about some of those countries, you know, having more of a middle class as we move, you know, look 10, 20, 30 years out. So the long-term perspective looks really good for a company like that.
It does. And you know, and they are building their position. They are broadening it. And, you know, they should reap the benefits as their customer base continues to improve economically.
Oh, us Gaines listeners, we, you know, love the UpsideStocks.com list. So big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. All right, up next, Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Officer, Crescent Capital here in Chicago. Jack, always great to have you on the Gaines podcast. What's your one big investment idea you'd like to share with the Gaines audience today?
Yeah, my idea is a private lending, direct lending, actually, it's called. And it's a way that we can invest directly with lenders to middle market cash flowing businesses. And in an environment where rates are staying higher for longer, this is really a great way to hedge the rest of the portfolio.
And they just throw off really, really juicy dividends. I know a lot are quarterly, and then some are even monthly. So this space is really interesting, the business development corporations, and that's what you're talking about. And that's providing investments to middle market. And it could be beyond just businesses. It can be into healthcare. There's different sectors. But as a group, pretty attractive right now, these BDC's Business Development Corps.
They are. My preference is really middle market lending. So this would be generally private companies, typically owned by private equity firms. They're cash flowing. And these loans are senior on their balance sheet. So these, oftentimes, they're senior and secured. So in terms of credit quality, among at least all of the obligations that these companies have, this is among the most senior that they have, and their floating rate. That's really the key thing here.
Explain that real quick. Explain that to the Gaines listener when you say floating rate.
Sure. What that means is that they reset quarterly, and they benchmark off of SOFR, which is the quarterly benchmark rate, which is very similar to what the Fed is playing with in their overnight Fed funds rate. And so the longer the Federal Reserve holds that overnight rate at, 5.25, the higher this yield will be for these BDC holders. So right now, if you look at an example, I'm not necessarily recommending it, but in general, one example would be Nuveen Churchill Direct Lending Fund, ticker symbol NCDL. It currently has a yield of about 10%. And again, it resets quarterly, but as long as that overnight rate stays at 5.25, where it currently is set, this portfolio will likely yield 10% or so.
All right, that's Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Officer at Crescent Capital here in Chicago. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
All right, we're back, and as we've been doing throughout this podcast, we're hitting up some of our regulars and getting that one investment idea here. All right, up next, J.J. Kinahan, CEO of IG North America and president of Tasty Trade here in Chicago. JJ, always great to have you on the Gains podcast. And as you know, today we're talking about one big idea from each one of our guests. What's your one big idea that you like right now, JJ?
Well, let's go Chicago-based on the company, and that would be one of the interesting ones, I think, right now is McDonald's, trading just around $277. And the reason I say that is you're coming down right near support at 275-ish. One of the things to keep in mind is what's the upside, what's the downside on this trade? You know, it's fallen a little bit out of favor recently, come from much higher levels. With that, if I look at what the options market's telling me about it, Andy, what it's saying to me is that there's a 68% probability, one standard deviation probability, that it moves 10% from now till September. So basically, just about a five-month time span.
One thing that you mentioned real quick, JJ, is options and what it was telling you. And for the Gains listener, we're going a little next level. So talk about how you use options and their pricing, and just talk about using options in your forecast here.
So one of the things for, Andy, for your listeners who may not be as familiar with the options market and how to use it, one of the things that you can do is they talk about volatilities and options, et cetera. You know, platforms like ours and some of our competitors will show you what the implied movement is of the stock for a given time frame based on the implied volatility. So even if you're not going to trade options, you can use what the options market is telling you of a expected up or down move. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell us which way, but what the expected move is given that time frame. So if I look out to September, that would be the third week in September, I see plus or minus $27. So that tells me the market is saying there's a one standard deviation, 68% probability that the stock will move within that range. from now till the third week in September.
And then, you know, there's some good fundamentals here, and you were touching on them. I'm just looking at McDonald's, really strong cash flow and a really decent profit margin. You get that little bit of a dividend to hold the stock as well, just under 2.5%. What are the fundamentals behind this as well?
Well, the fundamentals behind it are, as well, is also if they just increase a little bit of market share in the U.S., that is absolutely huge because, as you know, they do so well overseas. They're amazing at tailoring menus to the countries. And one of the other things that they're an absolute leader in is, you know, using machines to take out some of the cost in terms of serving, using touch screens, et cetera. So they've really been an industry leader, and that's only going to continue across locations.
Yeah, they've successfully leaned on technology in a very, very big way.
Absolutely, and as I said, you know, they haven't rolled it out in as big a way as they could. You know, you're even seeing now somewhere all the drive-thrus are all using technology, et cetera. I would expect that trend to continue, particularly as there is some legislation that increases minimum wages at different areas of the country. It's a way for them to control their costs.
Well, we were just talking today on the Noon Business Hour how fast food companies are deploying AI, and that is one of the ways they're going to be able to combat some of these higher fast food wages is a real concern for companies, and you even talked about in California.
Yeah, and the other thing about AI that's really interesting, Andy, is say you go and order a Big Mac meal, it can quickly say, well, you have a high probability then of if offered an apple pie, we'll say that you'll say, yes, I'll take the apple pie too. So it can start to see trends in orders and what people are ordering to serve up that next suggestion. And, you know, just building a profit margin right in there by knowing what a customer is most likely to get on their next order or as an addition to this order right now.
Always appreciate the insight from J.J. Kinahan, CEO of IG North America and president of Tasty Trade here in Chicago. All right, hey, to wrap up today's podcast, of course, we got to bring on Phil Flynn, senior market analyst at Price Group here in Chicago. I'm sure he's with me on this. Wanted to talk energy. Of course, that's going to be his big idea. He's right square in that space. But, you know, Phil is looking for oil to probably move higher from here. And that's where I wanted you to start, Phil. Your big idea is obviously energy. Talk all about it.
It's bullishness is breaking out all over, right? You know, spring used to bust out all over. Now, of course, it's oil and gasoline prices. And Andy, as you know, anybody that has gone to the pump is seeing their gasoline prices go up. But it's a situation that you and I have talked about for some time, right? I have been concerned that we've been too complacent about investing in oil. We've been too complacent about supply and demand. And now we have to pay the piper, right? You know, all these predictions that we're going to be driving electric cars and, you know, oil demand at peak turned out to be boulder dash, right?
Yes.
Now we're on pace to see demand for oil hit an all-time record high. We have U.S. oil production that seems to be plateauing. And then you add to the situation where we have some of the most significant geopolitical risk factors in the global oil market, probably since the Arab oil embargo, if not sooner. And you all put it together, it's in a very bullish situation, and we're starting to see that unfold.
Yeah, you hit on a couple key points. I'm there with you. My pick for the year, and I'm going back, you know, to end of December, January, is Chevron, and it's right in line with what you're talking about. First of all, the electric car fantasy, that you got to push that down the road, so to speak, for a while. And again, production is plateaued. And then these geopolitical events that are occurring in a number of places. I see this rise in oil as well. How are you playing this? What's your advice for the Gains listener?
You know, I think you're right. I think you were very smart loving oil when everybody else hated it at the beginning of the year, right? I mean, we were probably one of the most undervalued sector in energy. Nobody wanted a piece of it. But if you look at the money that they were printing earlier in the year, if you look at the false narratives that they had to stand up against, the, you know, the ESG investment and, governments telling people not to invest in fossil fuels. But if you look at the value that fossil fuels bring to the economy, if you see how it can keep inflation under control when it's produced magnificently, you see the situation where there's value there. And now, in a world where we're facing growth better than expected, and a very uncertain geopolitical risk, this is where these stocks do really good because they have to rise to the occasion to meet the demand that right now is going to be very difficult to meet in the coming months, if not years.
And finally, is big oil stand, you know, the Chevrons, the Exxons, do they stand to do well here? How about exploration? I mean, what areas are really poised to move?
I think you hit it on the head with Chevron, you know, all those old names, Exxon, Mobil. We actually saw reports that there was very unusual option activity today in British Petroleum,
ooh,
right? So there seems to be something going on in BP, right? And BP, compared to some of the other stocks, you know, might not have performed as well. So keep an eye on British Petroleum. We might be reporting something big there. At least the option traders think something's about to happen with BP.
Always appreciate insight from our go-to energy expert, Phil Flynn, Senior Market Analyst, Price Group here in Chicago. All right, that's going to wrap up today's Gains Podcast. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.